In a first-of-its-kind agreement in Western Massachusetts, the city of Springfield will work in partnership with Western Massachusetts Electric Company toward a goal of reducing the city's energy consumption by 12% over the next 3 years. Mayor Dominic Sarno signed the partnership agreement Wednesday with David McHale, the CAO for Northeast Utilities, the parent company of Western Massachusetts Electric.
This is a partnership. We've had a good relationship and partnership with Western Mass Electric Company, and this continues on that tradition. And as you know, utilities costs are budget busters.
If the energy conservation goal is achieved, taxpayers would save an estimated $625,000, and the reduction in greenhouse gas emissions will be equivalent to taking nearly 600 cars off the road, according to the utility company. The agreement commits the city to work with a team of energy efficiency experts from the utility company. More than 40 projects have already been identified, including 9 schools, a library branch, and a fire station. The improvements will include energy-efficient lighting, new heating and cooling equipment, and boiler upgrades. Springfield's Chief Development Officer Kevin Kennedy said there would be an announcement in a few weeks on a solar project.
This is all about the city being better managed, more efficient, and a better use of taxpayer money, basically.
The city and the utility company have completed dozens of projects in the last year that have saved an estimated $300,000, including renovations to a dozen schools and new energy-efficient street lighting installed in parts of the downtown. McHale said Northeast Utilities had previously entered into 3-year energy reduction agreements with MIT and with the Stop and Shop supermarket chain. This is the first one in Western Massachusetts.
The natural question is, well, why would we ask somebody to use less of our product? And it's to build that customer value. But from a public policy standpoint, the region here, the Commonwealth, very focused on carbon reduction. That's extremely positive as well. From an economic standpoint, there are policies in place that kind of hold the utility neutral a little bit, so we're not losing, you know, tons of money on this type of thing. So that's really, really important, bringing policy together, bringing the environmental and the economic aspects together. It's really a classic. I know it's used too much, but it's a classic win-win for the utility and our customers.
Christina Halfpenny, Division Director of Energy Efficiency for the Massachusetts Department of Energy Resources, commended the city and the utility company.
We've traditionally worked on annual goals where we're working with partners on an annual basis, and really, you know, that's a very short-sighted view of what you can do when you're talking about a whole suite of buildings such that the city has. So this 3-year commitment really provides that long-term view of what can be achieved in terms of energy savings and ultimately economic gains.
She said the agreement was another example of how innovative Massachusetts had become with its energy policies. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.